This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. Punpun, which translates from Thai to mean a thousand varieties, is an organic farm cum learning centre for sustainable living located in Chiang Mai in Thailand. Founded by John Jandai, the Punpun Centre of Self-Reliance works very much against prevailing models and focuses on simplicity, affordability, communal living, and a shared sense of responsibility for each other's well-being. Joan joins me now in the studio to share his philosophy on living a simpler life and how this can benefit ourselves and the environment too. Welcome. How are you today?
Hello.
So you're in town. You're in KL, you know, for the 10th Kuala Lumpur Eco Film Festival. Tell me about, you know, how that's been for you. What have you been doing here?
I arrived here the night before, and yesterday we have the talk about food in the future.
Right, which is a
concern. This is all day.
Which is a great concern for everybody. So, you know, John, you believe in the that simplicity is the key to happiness. Maybe you can take me back to the start. What were your growing up years like prior to you moving to Bangkok and working?
I grew up in a very remote village in Thailand. At that time, there's not much money. People don't use money much because money just come later. And then I feel like people, when they have no money, people have a lot of ability to do anything that they need. They can build their own house, they can grow their own food, they can cook food, they can make every material, every tools that they need. And then they know how to do self-healing. I think like when people have the basic needs in their life, they have a lot of free time. And they enjoy their life a lot. So you can see that if people in the past, they laugh a lot of laughing all the time. Even working, they don't consider working, but they have a lot of fun in working. Mm-hmm. So if you miss go to work, you feel very sad because you miss funniest part of the life.
Right.
So that's the way I grew up with. But when I was about 12, 13, the electricity came to the village.
Okay.
Including the TV at the time. So the TV is the first time that tell us that you are poor because you don't have car, you don't have a big house, you don't have TV. So make people feel very bad after that. Before that, people enjoy their life a lot. Mm-hmm. So people have to work very hard after that to make money. And then at that time, they said, if you want to success in your life, you need to go to Bangkok because the Bangkok is the center of everything. So most of people went to Bangkok to work, to study, to do many things, but mainly just work. Mm-hmm. So I went to Bangkok also. And then after that, I spent 7 years in Bangkok. I worked hard, never have a day off for many years, work every day, more than 8 hours per day. And I feel like I work hard, but not enough to eat. The place to stay is very hard to live. Like a small room, many people stay together. Mm-hmm. It's very hot. So I start to have a lot of questions in my mind. That why humans have to work this much and don't have enough to eat? Nobody answered my question. Everybody said, this is the way the world is. You have to be with the world. But I keep thinking, it's not the way humans should be. Why humans have to work 8 hours per day? It's wrong. Because in the past, we never work 8 hours per day. Mm-hmm. We work only 2 months a year. But we have enough to eat. But when we work more than 8 hours per day, we don't have enough to eat. So that means something wrong in the thinking of human. So that makes me think a lot that I don't want to live like this. I think this is the way it's not good for human, the way of living like this. That make me think about human need to think about the way to make life easier and easier, not make it harder and harder and harder. Right. I just think about when I was a kid, nobody worked 8 hours per day. When I become a young man, everybody worked 8 hours per day. And now people work more than 10 hours per day. No day off. Even they said they're off, but they still work at home. So in the next generation, my son growing up, how many hours he can sleep in 24 hours if we develop the way of living to go up like this? So that make me quit the job in Bangkok and move to my hometown. I want to go back to make life the same when I was a kid. So that's the time I discovered that life is easy. You don't need to work a lot. You have enough to eat. You have good food to eat. And you can enjoy your life more.
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, it's other people telling you that you were poor, which, you know, which is what changed everything in where you grew up, you know. It's you guys were happy, everything was good, and then all these external forces came and suddenly, no, you're not enough, you're not adequate. And that's, you know, what they say about advertising, right? That they just make you feel like...
We never use the word poor in our communities, in our village before. We use the word suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If you have problem... If you cannot solve the problem, people said he suffer. So to solve the suffering problem is looking for happiness. To find happiness is easy for everybody to get it. But when they said you're poor, to solve the problem of poor is to make people have more money. But it's not possible to make everybody have a lot of money.
So, okay, so then you moved back home, back to your village, and you became a rice farmer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
How did that go? Was that something that worked out?
I started to do rice farming, like when I was a kid. I worked 2 months a year. I got enough rice to feed 6 people. 2 months per year. Actually, less than 2 months, but it's enough time to grow everything there, and then we have rice. And then... I started to do gardening. I spent only 15 minutes per day to make a small plot of garden, maybe half an acre. And then I spent 15 minutes per day to take care of the garden. I have 50 varieties of vegetables.
50?
50 varieties of vegetables to feed the family. And I started to make income from half an acre.
Amazing.
Every day. I make like a more than minimum wage. That makes me think, why I'm so stupid? I work 8 hours per day, 7 years in Bangkok. I never have saving. But when I came back home, I start to work in the garden. Less than 1 hour per day, I make triple more income than minimum wage. And all the income that I make is net profit because I did not invest my money in the garden. I invest labor. So when we use labor, every money you get is your net profit. So I feel like I cannot go back to the city anymore. So it's enjoy it. I start to have food. I start to have income. I take care of my family. So I feel like this is the way it shouldn't be.
So there was how many people in your family you mentioned?
6 people.
6 people.
Yeah.
And all of you, well taken care of, you know, and with extras too that you could sell, right?
Yeah, because before I went back home, my mother needed to work very hard to save 3,000 baht per month to buy food for people, in six people in the family. But when I start the garden, after three months, my mother started to deposit 3,000 baht per month every month without working more. Because when she went to the market, she come back with nothing. Because the vegetable in the market is less than 5 varieties of vegetable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the village, not much to sell. Okay. But in the garden, we have 50 varieties. So my mother did not pay the money that she saved for food. So there's income for my mom. So in the same time, we cannot eat all of vegetable that I grow in the garden. So we need to sell. So we get another income from that thing too.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's easy.
I'm speaking today to John Jandai. He is the founder of Pan Pan Center of Self-Reliance. John is a city worker turned farmer, and he's telling us, you know, how he went from, you know, working 8 hours a day and that crazy, you know, life that all of us are very familiar with, and to leading a simple life of self-reliance. And coming up after this quick break, we'll find out more about how he started Pan Pan. You are listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. In the studio with me today is John Jandai. He is the founder of the Pan Pan Center of Self-Reliance, and John is a city worker turned farmer, and he's actually here to kind of tell us how we should all kind of go back to a much simpler way of living, you know, not chasing our 8 to 10 hour work days, and how we can be a bit more self-reliant. So you finally headed to Chiang Mai after a while and started the Pan Pan Center of Self-Reliance. What actually got you to do that?
Before I went to Chiang Mai, I I'm the first person who started earthen building in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. I was going to ask you that.
It's become popular at that time. So I have to travel a lot in 5 years to teaching earthen building. And finally, I feel like I don't like building at all. But I have to do it because I'm the first person. And then after 5 years, I feel like everybody, many people can do it already. So I need to stop that. But what I need to do most is seed saving. I want to saving seeds because I feel like seeds is in crisis. Seed is food. Food is life. But nobody think about how important of seeds. So the seed disappear from the earth every day. No, never come back. Our food disappear every day. So people eat less and less and less variety, but more amount of food, but less varieties.
Right.
So I think about, I want to saving seeds. So I'm looking for the land. So I got a plot of land in Chiang Mai. So we start that place 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then in the beginning, I just think about maybe I may stay there, one or two people stay together, and then make the garden, growing vegetable and eat them and saving seed and give to people. That's all the idea in the beginning. But after we start at that place, more and more people come to visit us. And many people don't want to leave. They stay together with us. So it turned to be an intentional community after that. We never have people less than 10 so far. So now we have more than 20 people. So when more people come, most of people who come to stay with us are people who used to live in the city before, who used to work in the city. So they want to find a way to make their life feel more relaxed. Mm-hmm. They feel like too much tension.
Right.
So we just turned in the place into learning center for simple living. So we start to experiment a lot of way to make life easy. So now we learn a lot of technique how to grow vegetable, in decrease investment, increase yield with no chemical. And then we start communities, we stay together, and then we teach each other. Now we have many kids in the communities. We don't send kids to the school. We do homeschooling there. So we have a lot of people want to come and learn with us now. And then we have a lot of training now. It's more busy now. So the Pan Pan is become learning center after that. And then the main aim is to do seed saving.
Mm. Okay. And I mean, that was something that was very important to you, to bring indigenous and rare seeds back into use. Am I correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And how did you, because I think you believe that, you know, using these traditional methods, these traditional seeds, is far better than using genetically modified seeds bought from multinational companies. Maybe you could talk a bit about that, why you came to that conclusion.
The seed that we have in the market, all the food we have in the market now is the food from seed that controlled by a few company. Mm-hmm. This company, they did not develop seed or food for human to eat, but they develop food to monopolize the market. So that's the main aim. That's why the taste of the food now is more bland. So when you grow indigenous seed, the taste a lot better, and then they grow well with less chemical, less care. But if you grow seed from the big company, you need a lot of investment for that planting. So it costs farmer in debt, have a lot of debt right now everywhere in the world. So this seed is not good for us because it costs more money, more investment, and then taste less, and then not safe for human. Many of them is not safe because hormone, chemical, or sometimes GMO plant contain some kind of genes not good for human. It's not genes of food that we eat. So when we eat often and often, you can have some health problem. Like now, allergy is spreading all over the country. Many people sneeze, running nose, and itchy eye everywhere in Thailand. Because we have this thing when we start to have GMO food, especially corn syrup that we eat in pop soda, in ice cream, everything. In chocolate, in everything we eat. So we eat a lot of GMO food, but we don't know. corn and soybean is the main thing that we eat a lot. Now you can see the young, the small baby start to have allergy because they feed them with the baby food that contain soybean GMO. So this is what we notice in the communities. So we feel like we don't want to eat this not normal food. Because we have so many food on this earth. We are Southeast Asian country. We are the most fertile country in the world. We have more diversity than anywhere in the world. Why we have to eat GMO food?
Why?
Because more money to buy it, more money to grow it. And then you need to send money to the company somewhere else. We don't know. So the seed from the company is like a weapon from the imperialism to control us, to take over us. So every time we put food in our mouth, we need to send money to this company. So we are like a slave. We're working hard for nothing. We're working for somebody else whom we don't know. So I think we need to have our own seed. Seed is freedom. Seed is happiness. Seed is security. Seed is life. If no seed, nothing on this world, on the world. So that's why I feel like everybody working hard. But we work for who? We did not work for ourselves. We work for somebody else. We make money and we send money to somebody else all the time. So we never have money. We become poor. We eat worse than slave in the world, in the history of human. So that make me think about if we want to be happy, if we want to have freedom, we need to have our own seed. Seed is food. We know food, no meaning. So that's make me think about we need to have seed saving place. So now we work a lot to raise awareness, do a lot of workshop and training, make people wake up and come back to think. We used to have more than 20,000 varieties of rice in Thailand. In 40 years now, we have only 200 varieties left.
Why is that, right?
We lost a lot of security in our life because seed is life heritage that our ancestors saved it and develop it and transfer it to us many generations. But our generation, we believe that we are clever. We have iPhone, we have everything. So, but nobody saves seeds. So what is the next generation going to eat? So we work for what? So that make me think a lot about it. So we start to do seed saving. I think it's the most important thing, the most urgent thing in the world right now.
I totally agree with you. I mean, everyone's talking about food crisis and, you know, how are we going? I mean, we've got giant seed banks all over the world, but, you know, how is that going to come down to, you know, regular folks like us? And I think you are actually sharing it with the farmers around you, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, just people around you, you're also sharing the seeds with them?
I produce a lot of seed, more than 400 varieties of seed, of vegetable seed. We give away for free to anybody who wants it.
Amazing.
So people in Thailand send a lot of letters to us every day. So we put the seed back in envelope and send back to them. And then all of them, we tell them that you ask seed from us only one time. And after you grow, you need to save it. Because our seed, you can save seed and keep growing and growing. You can develop it more and more and more. Not like the seed from the market. You grow only one time and the next time you need to buy it again. So anybody we give seed to.
So it's self-sustaining in that way.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's wonderful. And so, I mean, what is life like at Pan Pan? You know, you mentioned the community is a lot of people have come together and you don't, you know, homeschooling, there's children there. So does everyone have different tasks that they need to do or is it kind of free and easy?
Mainly, we don't have structure much there, but we do what we like to do. But we have rotation, some kind of job, like a cooking, milking, feed the chicken. This is the main job, and then making bed for people who come to the workshop.
Okay.
So this is thing we rotate. Everybody have to do this part.
Okay.
So you rotate a lot of cooking. So even you never cook, you have to cook. Because cooking is one part of developing our abilities. So the rest of it, you can do what you like. You like gardening, go gardening. You like building, go do building. You like teaching, go do teaching. So there's no rule, no regulation, no leader in the communities. So it's like a big family with no leaders. So we let everybody talk together, have a meeting sometime, maybe once a month or 2 months one time to understand things together. Just let it flow like this normally.
That's wonderful. And, you know, you mentioned that, you mentioned briefly earlier that you learned how to build earthen homes. And I believe at Phan Phan, all of it are these earth ships, if I'm not mistaken, they're called.
We call earthen building. It can be many techniques. We're making the bricks first, sun-dry bricks, and then we build with that bricks. It's like we play Lego. If anybody can play Lego, you can build a house. So it's that simple. Even kids in the farm, they can build their own house.
Amazing.
9 years old kids.
Wow.
They build their own house together.
So you teach them the techniques which you learn. Because I think you went to New Mexico that you went to?
I went to New Mexico many years ago, and then I come across with a earthen building the first time in my life there. So I did not learn anything because I just come across, it's on the way.
Right.
I just visit that place. I look at it, I like it a lot because it's very hot in the middle of the desert. And then when you walk inside, you feel very cool.
Right.
And they said here it's very cold in the nighttime and it's very cold in the winter. It's snow. But they have no electricity. There's nothing to control the temperature for you inside. But earthen house help to control temperatures inside. So that make me think, oh, my hometown is hot like this. I want to have one like this. So I walk around and see the broken area. I peel it off a little bit and see, oh, there's nothing complicated. Just only sun-dry bricks and use the same mud to bind together as a mortar. And then you use the same mud to plaster. That's the whole thing. So I like it. And I came back home. I start to build the first one. I spent 2 hours per day. 3 months, I got a house.
Amazing.
Alone. So that's make me think, how is it so easy? Why human have to spend more than 30 years to make money to build a house? We spend most of our time in our life for a house. That's crazy. So after that, I keep building and building every year. I have so many houses now.
And like you said, there's no debt. You're not indebted to the bank for, 30-year loan or anything like that.
No, you don't need to be in debt because earthen house, you pay what you want to pay. If you don't want to pay, you use your own labor more.
Labor, yeah.
So you pay less. Mainly it's about labor. So the roof structure or anything, you can use the material in your area to do it. It's quite simple. Some house is maybe less than a few hundred ringgits, something like that. Okay. You can make a house.
I think it's just, people are so fixed on the fact that we need a brick and mortar house. We need, it's been drilled into us that that's what a house should look like. And it should be as big as possible and it should be, as renovated as possible. People forget that all you really need is a shelter over you.
Yeah, because we went to school. We went to study so much. All the education system is try to train people to be handicapped. They train us to be able to do things less and less and less and less. And they can do only one thing you like, and they call you specialist. So, but you don't know anything after that. So that make human very weak right now.
Yeah.
Because we have less ability to live on this earth. We need to rely on technology, high tech, which very expensive, use a lot of resources. That's the weak point of us now. That's why we think about we need to go back to learn to be self-reliant. Self-reliant is the roots of human's life, roots of every life. If we have ability to do the basic need, like a four basic need, food, shelter, clothes, material, and healing. If we know these four things, we have real freedom. We can do anything, anywhere. We have less fear. We can live anywhere. You can build your house, you can find food. When you don't worry about food, shelter, clothes, and medicine, that's the real freedom. But mainly now we worry. We worry about it, that our boss is going to fire us from the work. And then what are you going to do? How can people feel low like that? You need to rely on something all the time. So that's the weak point of human right now.
And I think there's a lot of fear, you know, like you said, you know, we've been educated and there's a lot of fear about the future of, you know, what if I get cancer? How am I going to pay for my chemotherapy, for example? You know, what if I... So, I mean, what would your advice be to somebody who's just so worried about these things that, you know, they just hold on to it so much?
Sickness is a normal thing in our life. Even you have more money or have less money, even you have insurance or no insurance, you still get sick and you still die. So this is one thing we never talk about, it, never think about it. It's a normal thing. But when we get sick, there are so many ways. There's a lot of alternative healing in the world right now that you don't need to spend that much money. The medical system now is monopolized by a group of people who study doctor, who become doctor. When people die with doctor, we think it's normal. But if you die without doctor, you feel like a tragedy. You feel like it's a bad thing. So tons of people die with doctor every day. It's just the way we create our thinking that if you die there, you feel okay. If you die here, not okay. If we understand this thing, we not worry much. And then we learn how to do self-healing quite a lot. We use a lot of things to help ourselves. We use water as medicine. We use soil as medicine. We use heat as medicine. We use plant as medicine. Many things we can do it. Now, many people can solve many simple problems without taking medicine. Like, for example, like you have ulcer, stomach ache. Just drink 5 glasses of water every day, every morning when you wake up. Don't do anything yet. Drink 5 glasses of water every morning before doing anything. Not more than 5 days, it'll be gone. You will feel better after that. You don't need medicine. Something simple like that, we never teach in the school. We never learn. But it's something that people practice for many 100 years.
Okay, so I guess at Panpan, that's kind of how you deal with illness, if at all, if illness comes?
Yeah, we did not refuse conventional medicine. Mm-hmm. We help ourselves first.
Okay.
If we cannot help ourselves, we can go to conventional medicine.
Right.
So it will be the last choice for us.
Okay, okay. And, you know, I think you've spoken before of multiple collapses of systems, you know, namely economic and environmental. Do you kind of feel the effects of climate change are already upon us?
Yeah, I feel like now is the end of consumerism system. Mm-hmm. The era is going to collapse soon. Because now most of people trust money a lot. We think money is security. But actually money is not secure anymore. Because where has the money come from? The money come from everybody working hard to change the natural resource, digest the natural resources that we have right now, change into money. But nobody worked to create more natural resources. So the number of natural resources decreased so fast now. So it caused more environmental crisis everywhere. And then when we don't have enough resources, money has no meaning. So that means the money is going to collapse. Because we want money to do what? Normally we want money to buy natural resource to feed ourselves. But when there's no natural resource, why do we want money? So that means the money has to collapse. So now all the mineral underground, we took it up and then we use them up. No, petroleum almost finished soon. The tree in the world, less than 15% right now. And then all the water in the world, we contaminate them all. We cannot drink water in the nature anymore. So we ruin everything right now. So there's no way that you can make more money. We have too much money in the world, but we don't have enough natural resource to feed us. Nobody eat money. Everybody eat food, eat natural resources. So this is the way that I feel like the money going to collapse in 5 or 10 years. Because no more thing to change into money anymore.
So what role do you think, you know, communities and individuals play, you know, like a community at Panpan, for example, in this whole fight to, well, to at least steady the impacts of global warming and climate change, which we all know is upon us?
I think we need to come back to ourselves more, give time to ourselves to think about ourselves more. Mm-hmm. To be with ourselves more. Being with ourselves helps us to understand ourselves. What do we need? make us to start to think about how much time we have left on this earth. We're going to die soon. But are we going to work hard and die, or are we going to live happily and understanding the world and die happily? So this part, I think, is very important to think about it. Now, what we can do is, if we understand ourselves, we don't need to consume a lot. Because many things that we consume now is not necessary at all.
For sure.
Yeah, if we understand ourselves, we want to be happy, we want freedom, that means you need to consume less to be happy and to have more freedom. When we consume less, the natural resource can grow up more and more and more. So we can do as individual, you can come together and create community to do things. I think if we start to think like this more and more, we have more chance to survive longer on this earth. And when the first thing is, we can enjoy our life easily. Anybody can enjoy our life. Life is very fun. It's very fun, very nice to be on this earth. Why we need to spend the most precious time in our life just to be suffer and serious with work, and die? So it's not worth it. Our life is in our hand, not in the fate hand, not in anybody's hand. We can decide it. It's our life. So if we think like this, I think we are happy.
Young people, half of them, I would say that half of the young people that I know can't imagine becoming, you know, a subsistence farmer, for example. You know, is this something that you encourage the youths that you meet? Because you travel all across the world. You know, are you encouraging the next generation especially to also kind of think along those lines, you know, think along the lines of becoming self-reliant and, you know, not consuming more than you need, you know, those sorts of things?
I think people have to do what they love to do. Not everybody have to come to become a farmer. So give time to ourselves and contemplate deeply, what do I love most? Do that thing. If you want to do business, do business. If you want to be a pop star, become a pop star. Do whatever you like. That's the most important thing. The most important thing of self-reliance is how to live with reason, not with emotion or feeling. Whenever we use reason in our life, not follow feeling much, that make our life easy. That make our life become self-reliant. For example, it's like when we buy some food to eat. When you go to the market, you can see, organic food, organic rice is so expensive. I don't want to buy it. Too expensive.
Yeah.
But organic rice is good for you because you have less problem with health. No chemical, no hormone in there. If you use reason, buy it. Don't think too much. But mainly we don't use reason. Organic rice is expensive, but it's less expensive than coffee. But when you go buy coffee, it's very expensive. But you don't think about it. You just buy it because you like it. That's emotion or feeling. You feel like you love it, you need it. But actually, organic food is more important thing. So if we use reason more than feeling, we have more income without working more. Because most of our expense right now, I think more than 50%, we pay for what we like or don't like. But we did not pay what important, what is necessary for us much. So this is the main thing for self-reliant. If we live with reason, the real reason, the truth, we have less problem. Life will be easy and easy, easy. So new generation, they don't need to come to be a farmer. Just do what you like. But don't let emotion lead our life. Let the reason lead our life. So it will be easy. But farming is one career that's the easiest and the most stable career in the world. Because farming is the person who hold the food in your hand. Food is security. Whenever you have food, you can eat it anytime. But whenever you have money, only money, sometimes you cannot buy food. So food is more secure than money. So this is one thing about it. But when you cannot be a farmer, you can do what you like. But you need to have connection with farmer to get good food from them. So this is the way it should be. It will make everything easy for everybody.
All right, I'm afraid we're running out of time. So maybe we can just conclude. You know, what would you like to leave us with?
I like to say that life is easy. Don't be tolerant to suffering or stress or worry. We have choice. Everybody have choice. You need to brave enough to choose. Don't stay with something that you used to eat too long. Life will be in our hand.
Thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking to John Jandai. He is the founder of the Pan Pan Center of Self-Reliance, and he's been telling us about how he has, you know, chosen to live a simple life of self-reliance. And if you'd like to find out more about Pan Pan, you can visit the website, panpanthailand.org. That's PUNPUNTHAILAND.org. This has been Earth Matters on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.